come, come si anime più scuro da fuori. Io sei il sede di qualche lei. Mi dà una panna già. Basta che... Adalanta, si scianta al sole, a come dire, si mette, non si le... Quindi, che vedi quella gamba qui? Ma non era allora, che si può dare gamba di mille, a definizione di mille, però che si dà un decisivo di gamba. Poi che la definizione funziona, dicendo che la definizione è stata, due avi e sta discendendo con un indizio. Quindi, non è bene, si può dire che sono le buste.
It's more serious than that. It's in your word, sacrifice. But that's physical, not the best. It's a general world.
was locked up in the Vitamines. But instead in the Vitamines, the sacrifice was treated as a substitute as an animal after a famous slumming. In the case of Kiddush Hashem, in the sanctified name of the Lord, in times of crisis or distress or religious persecution, then only the sacrifice consists of one self, of the human personality, what it is a physical sacrifice, basically. Well, while in Tefillah it is not a physical sacrifice, but it is more a spiritual sacrifice. If sacrifice consists, how can you sacrifice yourself to the Lord, to God spiritually? How? How? By total commitment. By total commitment to His commandment. By total unqualified and unlimited commitment to His commandment. Complete surrender. Both at all levels. At psychological level, at emotional level, at intellectual level, at evolutional level, my will, my soul, my capacity, I mean, to think, to comprehend, I surrender. Whatever, all my talents, all my capacities, all my capabilities, I surrender to God. And this is basically here. But I want to say something. You know, you all know that Rambam in the Hikkum. Rambam in the Hikkum has raised the question why, in reference to all components, no other shape is mentioned, no other name of God is mentioned for the name of Abayim. There are only two exceptions which the Rambam in the New The problem actually is another exception. Why only the Shem Abayah is mentioned within the context of Kabbalah? And the Ramban addresses here, I mean, the thought which is being accepted later by the Kachmei Kabbalah and the Kachmei Alokah and the Kachmei Abayah, there is no one who disagrees with the Ramban. It's basically called on when you say called on, means that a man owes a sacrifice to God. He owes Hebat Kabbalah. Basically, a man owes himself to God. Basically, human sacrifice. We'll take the case of human sacrifice, in which our Torah has rejected with so much resentment and indignation. Beautifully rejected. He got his name and his name and his population over here. See how abominable they are, that even their children, their daughters and sons, to be burned and washed to their idols. Basically, they have rejected the physical sacrifice, human physical sacrifice. But the Torah is one of their opinions that a man belongs to God and he has to sacrifice himself to God. Corban, when you speak of Corban, the basic concept of Corban is not animal sacrifice, but human sacrifice. Human sacrifice. The best wound that the Torah receives upon the human sacrifice, this is the original duty, the original application, the original commitment to God, to sacrifice myself. Myself means both physically, spiritually, I mean, existentially, complete sacrifice, surrender. I mean, the best proof that Ramban is writing, there is no need for a bullet to corroborate his opinion. But the best proof, I mean, which supports his opinion is with the Torah. I mean, it's only God in his infinite mercy, and Rachamim, has found a substitute for the human sacrifice. That's why only the Shem Abayah, what if God had applied to humans the Midas Adin, the principle of strict justice and strict truth, then he would have demanded not an animal sacrifice, but a human sacrifice. That's why no other man, which are symbolic of Midas Adin, the Midas Adin, our limited grace of our limited heaven, is mentioned within the context of the world. Because is the name of Shindal Yud or Alekim cannot be mentioned. Because from the viewpoint, from under the aspect of Alekim, of Midas Adin, the man should place himself on the altar and sacrifice. It's basically the whole thing, the whole Baruch and Moon, what does it mean? What can he be doing? Self-sacrifice. Now let us see just the Rambam in the book, the way the Rambam sign the committed of witness.
Of self-purification, of self
wheelchair, all of these oil part of the world in the city. That's the story. This was the motion to the area of the Lama. But what Allah says is the teleological, the main objective, the ultimate end of human life is ability. Everything should be directed towards the attainment of this end. This is Allah. So exactly that means what needs. So this is the case how the people come in. How the people come in. So that's what Ram says, Mr. Akas, who are having death of Hashem. The Mr. basically is not killed, I would say. The core of the Mitzvah, the essence of the Mitzvah is not killed. The essence of the Mitzvah consists in a certain state of mind. In a certain, I would say, in a great experience. In overwhelming, I mean, overviewing, and overbreaking it. In one quick preoccupation with God. To the mission of all other values of things. It's love the shame. But Philae apparently, what does Philae mean? How does Philae come in? Philae is an expression of having the shame. It is so to say, basically, love is a shame. Have a shame, give us a shame, and moon is a shame. There is a pure mystery, of course. You fulfill a mitzvah if you love God. You fulfill a mitzvah if you fear Him. You fulfill a mitzvah if you are completely guilty if you surrender to Him. But there is no mighty mitzvah. There is no actual performance in heaven. We always think it's a kiva mitzvah and a mighty mitzvah. Mitzvah which is very exclusive to the state of mind. Or to the experiential reality, or to sentiment, to feeling, there is a given mission, there is an application of fulfillment, but there is no mighty mystery. In order to attain a mighty mystery, I mean, the mystery must express itself in what? In a complete physical self-organ, in being translated into a deed, into mighty mystery. So Havat Hashem has no mighty mystery. Just consist of a key of the as a continuous, uninterrupted state of mind, with completely intoxicated with the love of God.
Of the recital itself, the Kiman is the consistent way.
has no, has nothing in common with Tabone concerning Adam. Tabone concerning Adam is consists of what?
Why should you move?
You think the pipe, what is the pipe?
Bandit. human happiness, and during the daytime it's finding children, and during the night it's finding children. However, if you interpret the essential mangrove inherent, not of continuity, but inherent of its relation to time, for instance, mezuzah. Mezuzah has no relation to time. Time does not engender the freedom. Time is not the cause of the freedom. But of the freedom is because I live, I abide in the house. Whether it's day or night, it's completely irrelevant. It has no relevance. While the freedom of the Tiyas Mitzrayim is different, the day engenders the freedom, causes the freedom to arise, and the night engenders the freedom separately. The freedom of Hayim is not to be identified with the freedom of Allah. But it happens that they follow each other. There is no pause, there is no interval. They follow each other. What are separate mechanisms? The day and the obligation during the daytime is due to one mechanism, to one set of projects, and the obligation to mention the set of the time at night, in the evening, is due to another set of projects. So time produces this, and generates this. Time precipitates the field. Just a moment. This time is responsible for the field. However, take Doke. Doke is absolutely nothing in common this time. Take Doke and Mizuzeh.
Because if it is daily, then if we should relate the Rambam to the Shagatari definition of the
business. The other person was, but this was your brain. You know, said very well, explanation. And the other thing was, he wasn't alive. He's in there,
Mr.
Where is Freya?
Where's the
daytime? No, where is the daytime? No, no, no. The daytime is all right. So what is the answer? We alternate between curious satisfaction and happiness and curious
And here,
Then it's about 2 a.m. in the evening at 2 a.m. the
Thank you.
But why does he say Miss Cullen before? Miss Cullen, is she brought up the quotation? Is she one of the three others? Should I say Miss Bauer? Miss Bauer is the gentleman. Miss Bauer is the universal. Sheva and Dachnuni and Edoye are three heaven which are classified or rather just two. Miss Cullen does not see here supplication or petition or intercessory prayer. Because these, petitions, there is only in one of the three elements which are subsumed under spirit. Miss Cullen decides the same move. Do not what he should say, how he should say. How the Rashi interprets with Alan Mukhret that the Rambam compares the Rashi even though the Rashi is fully, but it is a marriage with Alan. How does Rashi interpret with Hanun al Abishem?
Now, Umar is not in Shabbat this morning.
What kind of shell? What kind of shell? Man, what is shell at least? What kind of shell? Mean that some men wait and you reach the other shell. But in so many ways you can add a shiva to that one. In a variety of ways. You can add a shiva about his legacy in nature. You can add a shiva, I mean, concerning his kindness, his unlimited grace of heaven, his patience, his fame, and so forth. What kind of shiva? Just a moment, just a moment. If you just tell the page of the Rambam, the kidney shall go ahead and go to the kidney.
Controls the dynamics of the world, I mean all the natural phenomena. idea of God and nature, how God created the world, and God composed the dynamics of the world, I mean, all the natural phenomena, all the processes, I mean, the distant stars, as well as the flying nebulae, and the world as planets. I mean, no, there is nothing to mention. What we have in the world, the second part,
God's greatness is not expressed.
ultimate great morality. But the question, this is Shemi Atzimah, the Kibbe and Shemi Atzimah. All right. The end of Shemi Atzimah. So what happens? At the conclusion of prayer. The prayer after Shemi Atzimah comes into its role. Actually consumed by the fire and all. You know very well that Vishis, what's the real deal with that of Vishis for it?
What?
You restore the Avedan the service in the house, Vishis for him and the fire. The flames that were lit by his soil. Mr. Lawson, the other scum of the Peter Timonata said no. What's that little deal with that? Restore the service in your house. Ishi Yisroel and the fire and the flame lit by Yisroel, whose philosopher and their prayer, they have on the table of the Lord. They have that set on your infinite grace. So Peter asked, what kind of fire do we light now? We know that the fire is to be lit under the stairs every morning. But where does one light a fire on it? A fire on it in a flame on an altar? The Pesach tells us that there is a mitzvah in heaven on which the soul of the person, of the worshiper, who engages in prayer, is sacrificed on the altar by the king of God, who is Mikoyah Makim. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Kippur. Yishu is born in the Moscow. What is Nishmei Tachadikim? So it means that actually it's a prayer for the acceptance of the Jews. What is the water in? Not just the word, not just the Bible. The Maisa Mitzvah, the Tina Mitzvah, our house, our very existence, isn't being consumed by fire.
What did I do?
The Bible. He is Israel, but he's not the Doyle. Just a moment, listen to me. That he is not the Doyle. You see, this must come right after Shemei Atzimah. The conclusion of prayer is Shemei Atzimah. Right away, you cannot interrupt. And engage in thanksgiving in the Doyle. Now I have to recite the Tzimah, that the prayer be accepted is not a prayer accepted. In Shmakelainu, you see, you have two brothers. One, they follow each other immediately. Shmakelainu say, Shmakelainu puts Rachum alainu, it's all Rachum alainu, it's all Rachum alainu. He kills Shemiyat in Tachanulato, for Atu Adishem Shemiyat Zilo. And then we see a short thing about the Israel, the Shulato, which are the Israel, the Shem Israel, so that's all what it is. It's redundant. Who are the things that did it right away? You just say the Shemiyat Zilo. You in petition God, you interceded with him, to accept your prayer, to fulfill your petition, and so forth, and to gratify your needs, then suddenly you're repeating. Why repetition? Why this redundancy? But basically, the original Musa at Shemei Atzimah was not Kata Shemei Atzimah at Tomsa Yisrael, but Kata Shemei Atzimah at Kote. Because the promise that God hears prayer, that God answers the prayer, was not made to the Jew alone, it was made to mankind. Shemei Atzilo, a therefore called what for Shemei. God will have to pray out this
morning,
every flesh will be. So first of all, we speak about prayer, the idea of prayer which is universal. As a matter of fact, Schleimer is famous in introductory prayer, that the number of Anochi has the only man in the cycle, and also the alien and the stranger who will come from a distant land. Very lot of prayer in this house, that the Tishman in Hashemai, the Chenish, the Chenish, the Chenish, the Chenish, the Chenish, the Chenish, from your exalted seed. So that's the general, first of all, we offer prayer, but for the stranger, prayer is not a sacrifice. Prayer is just a privilege that a man, who is granted to men, not only the Jews, but men in general, sets up old gods and conditioning.
So that's a change.
He needs God's help and God's
help. That's not.
That's the Finnish Magdalena. But for the Jew player, he's not only a privilege, but a great privilege. But it is prayer expresses the main obligation of the Jew. The obligation of self-sacrifice. It's not enough that God will listen to our prayer. This is not the main objective of prayer. Then prayer becomes selfish. Then prayer becomes egotistic. Then man is interested in himself and nothing serving for God. But prayer for the Jew is not just the way how to simply to give vent to his feelings. But prayer for the Jew is total sacrifice, total offering. So then I have to ask for something else. What is it? Then you say,
let me look at one of your.
Simply, it's a prophet that is still a
thing should come true, they should be fully realized. The Mishnah, and the Mishnah speaks about Tim Shoin, is the Mishnah both this water and the other trend. They say that they do, sacrifice, a door, thanksgiving, and do that thing as being Tim Shoin. So if the Mishnah, Tim Shoin is outside of the Mishnah. For things to the feeling was in service, in the Shemesh, and Shim Shalom is a continuation of the title of Shreya as a part of the community that the Shreya comes through. That's why Shim Shalom, who was finally incorporated into the canon of Shreya, in the canon. Basically, it's not all three brochures, Alex. There's only one broche. One broche. One broche actually, one broche reflects the very essence and the very core of prayer. This is the second. The Jewish prayer. Jewish prayer.
I mean, it may have to be influenced by the environment in which you live.
Receiving from God, benefits. For it concerns only the one God, the fulfillment of God. The God taking and the sacrifice. The mean show is a thing, it is the group which contains it all. That's how he actually
does it. Why doesn't the Minnesota follow the thing?
Huh? But Now it's time for Pope Matthew. For lack of education.
Even in the heavens of the world, it's given to the
Menschen. Und genau erst why? Die mit der Lachen ihnen. Wir nehmen den Menschheit von Hell. Und weil ich die Befreiung des Menschen und Kreis von Hell von ihnen. What language should you use? Or what literary phrase should you employ?
Shoemaker, help them with, so be the boy. It's completely extra. They took it, that's what they're. They took it, that's what they're. Infused, that's what they're. You have to bite it and get out on your head, that's all. But not stalking for instance, not that's it. The donkey is basically an esoteric mystery. Because donkey is proportionate, the obligation is proportionate to what? To what ability to do. He's commanded us to this possession of the rational donkey. They take for instance, some day they can never become that material. Like folks are going to come there and possession of the democratic institution. Because it depends upon so many factors. You clearly, even the most democratic society, the welfare state, can have an institution in such a manner that education be accessible to everyone. Everybody. There's a need for going there, Lord. Now this is the idea. Right? All right, fine. It's too right. But you cannot put in an internet if one has no plan. So education is naturally by law that nature a limited institution. So if it's a limited institution, it's an esoteric institution. We both go to the same school, we both take the same courses, but I'm not as able as the other fellow is. He is competent as a parent, Steve Nye. Finally, he will be a coach of person, how to send him out of graduate school. I would not prepare it. The same is not with Eric. You cannot. In spite of our best intentions, you cannot convert someone with terrorists. For the terrorists there, everybody has a share in terrorists. God meant for the first instance of the building as much as it was possible for him. The same that I'm saying. He was both saying, basically, that I say, still an esoteric institution, not an institution. God could be there, what's he meaning? Not only when we, not only for expression of faith in God. It's more than a killing. A sensitivity at heart. Some people don't care about their children. Some people care. Some people want us living on God. Very well, like a rabbi book, yes. The subjective experience is always esoteric. The subjective experience of a mystic is always esoteric. The Kabbalist which he has, the subjective experience of the Indianapolis cannot be equated with the subjective experience of some ignorant person. But our machine that human is the same.
Yeah.
the right sheet, follow it along for my view. What is still up there? The horse is only not completely expected. Not all stand up has been abandoned. The dark is here at the door, and men were called upon simply to play extemporaneously. So, the door must use the frame of pressure of prayer, the same 18 blocks. But, however, in each block, We are very sensitive to this point. So at least it's still a commissioner, it's still a commissioner, I have to have him. It means that there is a layout that I hold right now. I found there intellectual shortcomings.
What are we supposed to do? In order to see nothing that the Rabbanim, I say, we are not supposed to do.
and can be counted only if we exhaust all our resources. If we set all our resources up there, our intellectual, emotional, and resources, and all, it is within everything we have to reach the whole soul of the enemy.
Composed player for the community. Not composed.
you teach the congregation to analyze their own situations, their own needs, and what they lack and what they need. I mean, their own destiny, understand better their own destiny, and to be able to pray. But don't teach them how to pray. Don't keep them deaf. I don't believe in composition as prayer. It is completely out of consideration. However, you should counter the habit of saying, what is the idea? Jews used to say this. Jews, actually, if you ask me, what did the Jew do? What did the Jew do? What was the start of Judaism? Exhausted itself, in my opinion, in three performances. In observing Mises, in studying Pele, and in saying Philip. And the last one, the second film, is just in the form, in studying Pele, or observing the Gordon Prince of the Bohol, that the weapon of the Jewish opponent, when the people, you know, the time is getting before you, you should equate the title of Philip to the study of God. Just for example, this should be cultivated. And in Philip, this is the great thing. The item what we will have to die. Philip, wide expand. The story of Philip, anybody can find whatever I need. And here in America, we have forgotten basically this type of thing. It's completely inappropriate. So you make heaven doing heaven, heaven doing. Saturday night, get up, and no, Saturday night, and after midnight.
Shabbos and Rochum, I'm going to be able to write.
Shabbos and Rochum, I'm
going to be able to write.
And then, the second one, I'm going to be able
Alle Stiebe.
Well, I say that you can
see this
before. Well, we are over-intellectualizing our life. We are over-intellectualizing our life. It's important now to ask the one down the rest of the report that what they want, you know, by my genetics that she was. Whether it's your body or your own or not, you know. Well, okay, but I would never underestimate, I mean, the importance of intellectual training of the community. But we are over-actualizing it. We are over-emphasizing it. By our dresses, by our dinners, by these efforts, the emotional efforts. We serve God in our emotions. Those are the problems. We serve God in our intellect. This can only be realized if you cultivate the respect of this. You should study it, study it in the people. You should understand to it. And also develop the habit. Among them, the nice time, time of right, time of distress. The man is directly the problem by law, and the man is confronted in a situation in which he's just like going out. There was no house, money, actions. He's in a dilemma. We should find and actually the answer to many problems. We can
respect
those. Chazal tell us in Yerushalayim in the center that Rabbi Yechanan came to